You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, I'm David Lloyd. I'm the Group Editorial Director at Orion Media, and we operate Gem 106 and also the Free Radio brand in the Midlands.
David, you are speaking here at the Presenter Masterclass in Leicester today, and you've just done your talk on jobs that people don't know about, and the power of words, specifically the latter, power of words. Can you just give a brief overview of the main points?
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget, isn't it, that words are all we have to set us apart. Anybody can play the same songs as you do, but it's who you hire, the presenters, and the way they choose their words, which makes a difference. And that's illustrated with premium rate contests, where you've got the same prize, same audience, but different rates of response. Why is that? Because one presenter has framed it in a different way. And those great topics where you come up with a dream topic, but you don't get the calls. And you think, why was that? It's just a great topic. Why did no one call in? Was it the way that you chose to frame it? Was the story right at the outset? Did you bring it alive? And we talked also about the power of detail in stories and how it makes them more memorable. If you add in the colour or the texture or whatever, just that little extra, say something just a bit more about it, go deeper rather than too shallow, because radio is great at being able to create it's not just a picture in people's minds. If you do it well, it's a three-dimensional movie. That's what it is at best.
And you said you actually mentioned Sam Pinkham. You said that there's a particular link which really stood out in your mind because it was that 3D image from the way you described it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, radio, you do hours and hours of it, and you want your listeners to remember bits of it. They're not going to remember every link, but if you tell a story that makes an impact and you've created that memorable picture, that video in their mind, they will be able to run that video again later and tell it somebody else. So, this morning they'll say something like, "Oh, they were going on about," and they'll summarise what you said. But if you've created the picture well, the person to retell the story will remember the detail because they have. It's very easy just to do links that are instantly forgotten.
Yeah.
Sam doesn't.
No.
But the example of Sam's was one he did 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I could retell it now. And I'm saying Sam, there's loads of presenters across our group. We take great pains on all the breakfast shows to find people who can tell stories very, very well. Some radio isn't about stories. You've got to go from one song to another, but a few well chosen words are better than a few lazy words. I talked earlier about the jocks who fade her up. Good morning, it's Monday, and we're here right the way through to 12. That's just a load of meaningless cliches. You think, why? And there are cleverer ways of doing it, aren't there?
You also talked about the jobs that people don't necessarily get told about or don't hear about. From a student perspective, a lot of student radio people or personnel are very keen at presenting or producing, but there are other jobs which are available, which you touched on, specifically behind the scenes. Do you want to just kind of touch on those ones, especially as somebody who heads up a media company?
Yeah, it's easy to think of, the only ones worth having are being on air, hosting the breakfast show, and everything else is behind the scenes and not as impressive to your friends. But, a lot of those jobs aren't behind the scenes. If you're producing a great breakfast show, you're up there as part of the very forefront of your radio station. And, if you are playing a pivotal role in the commercial sector of your radio station, you're making the money to keep the station on air. That's pretty damn important, quite frankly. And I was trying to express how interesting the commercial side is. First of all, it's so large, so many opportunities in that side of the business. The many commercial radio stations who might have two or three presenters on a site, but six, a dozen people on the commercial side. So it's easier to get into, and also fewer people are applying. So if you say, "I'm really interested in that side of the business," you probably get through the door easier. And it's really interesting now, more interesting than ever, because writing ads is great fun, devising great scripts, all that, the creation of that is a great discipline and enormous fun. Do we get many applicants in that sector? No. And then there's all the commercial programming, the bright creative ideas that you can dream up for a client, with a client, that actually is a story arc on the breakfast show that happens to have a client embedded in it, and the client wins, the radio station wins, and you've created award-winning radio. That's a great gig.
In terms of getting experience or getting your foot in the door, because you said somebody asked in the session, who do I direct my contact towards? And you said, find a specific area that you want to go into rather than being generic.
Yeah, we get loads, "I want a career in media." And you say, sorry, I can't really help you. Or even worse, my daughter wants a career in media. Well, if she really wants it, she'll write to me.
Yeah.
So you've got to say, okay, I want to be in radio. What am I best at? Because being an average jock is fine, but you might not find a gig, even though you're more than okay and probably better than some people who are on air, but they got there first, you know. It's whereas if you are a great producer, are you a great breakfast producer of tomorrow? Could you create unique, unsubstitutable radio with your team and help to manage them and be their best friend and all those things? Yeah, that's a pretty tough call. So production is one, but there's all the other jobs as well. I talked about the fact that radio stations are increasingly visual, so graphic design, video, all these other areas that, you know, aren't traditionally thought of as part of radio, but they are. You know, we're hiring significant numbers of people not connected with making sounds.
So if you were to give one main tip to somebody who says, I want to go into radio, I want to do X in radio, what would it be?
A bit like X Factor, when you get people who are convinced they can sing, there are an awful lot of people who are convinced they are the next best thing. They tell you who they are, and you know, within 10 seconds you think, actually, I'm sorry, you may be a great guy, you may have other talents, but you can't do that. So be realistic about how good you are, and then work out exactly the area that you think you'll be better than anyone else at, and try to get through the door by talking to the people in that sector, finding out more about it.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.